Look, it's 11:27. You're listening to Vectis Radio, and we have a vision of loveliness in the studio, and we've also got Ali in as well. And we've got a lady with a lot of style. You look like you've got a lot of style.
Thank you very much, Ian. That's very kind of you.
So, good morning, Dee Becker.
Good morning.
Now, are you a style guru? Is that what they would call you?
Well, some people call me a style guru. I'm not sure that's how I'd describe myself, but certainly like to help people with their style. So I started originally as a style consultant, if you like, a style coach or an image consultant, but I've extended that now to impression management in general. So I use my business skills together with my image consultancy skills and help businesses, help individuals, help brands, help all sorts of people to improve their presentation and communication, really.
Do you ever switch off then? Because that must be one of those jobs where you're constantly having a look and thinking, right, we could change that. I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but do you ever switch off? I mean, can you switch off?
Yes, I do switch off. And I've lots of my friends, you know, have the collywobbles when they're coming out with me, you know, if they're meeting them for a drink or I'm going out for a meal, and they always say to me when they meet me, oh my God, I've changed 3 or 4 times before I came out. But, you know, I honestly don't make judgments all the time. It's important to accept people for who they are. And there are times when, yes, of course, we need to think about how we present ourselves or how we look. But of course, there are times when we all switch off, and I'm sure, you know, like Got One, I have bad days too. So if ever you see me wandering around in something and you're thinking, my God, I thought she was a style guru, you know, we all have our off days.
All right.
Hopefully today isn't one of those days, but of course nobody can see me, so.
Well, no, not at all. You actually look like you've got style, and, you know, you've got a great look. I'm just a bit worried about how you see us, because I'm now thinking, right, okay, what do you think of us? What's your first impressions of looking at us? I mean, start with me. Don't pick on Ali. Start with me. What was your first impression? Be honest.
Well, I think you look very friendly. You look, you know, you welcomed me. You're quite casually dressed, but then Vectis Radio, I think, has that warm environment, and your dress reflects that. And I have to say, the purple is great on you.
Thank you.
Really good colour on you.
Thank you. I got the shirts from Personalize, and they've lasted very well. My wife is quite pleased because they don't have to be ironed, and that's the reason why. So how can you help people? You know, we're talking different styles. Are we talking clothing, the way we look, and I say the communication thing as well, which obviously radio is. That's what radio is. It's communication, and I'm big on communication. And I think certain areas of this planet we are so poor at, you know, and that's communication. I would say that most of the arguments that you have within your family, within a workplace, is all down to communication.
It is. You're right. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, communication is so many things. It's communication in terms of body language. So it's how you hold yourself, how you present yourself. It's how you, obviously, how you say things or what you say. And even more, as you say on radio, very, very important, the words you use, the inflection you use, the tone of your voice, all those things will be giving an impression to the listeners. You know, they may or may not have visited my website, which, am I allowed to say what
my website is? Of course you can, yeah, go on.
It's very, very simple. It's www.dbecker, as in D-double-E, becker.co.uk. So very easy to remember. But, you know, some people may have seen me in Style of White magazine, may have seen me in Island Business magazine, and obviously they can put a voice to a face. But quite often, you know, on radio, you get an impression of what somebody's going to be like. And people who haven't visited Vectis Radio's website may not know what you look like, Ian. They're in for a treat. But, you know, you do form this impression just from somebody's voice. So communication in all its forms is very meaningful. And in certain circumstances, of course, is very, very important. You know, we've just had the general election, for example, and some people might be saying, oh, I can't stand the way that person speaks. I can't stand their voice. But actually, that's maybe not a reflection on the job they do or how well they represent their party or whatever it is. But somebody is getting an impression or you know, making their own judgment about that person from just one element of that person's communication skills or presentation skills.
I mean, we do that a lot, don't we? We do it a lot. This first impression sometimes. And so is that where you come in? Is that where you sort of work on people?
Most definitely. And it, as I say, it's not just on individuals. In fact, if you look up the word image in the Oxford Dictionary, which is quite an interesting one, it is a noun, but it actually says it's the general impression that a person, organization or product presents to the public. So it's not just about you as an individual. It could be your brand, it could be your it could even be the vans that your, you know, your work people are driving around. They're all presenting an image to the public. And a lot of the work I do, not just with individuals, of course, who want to give a good impression, but also with companies. For example, I'm working with an island business at the moment on their website. So I'm not a website designer, but what I'm doing is saying, does the image that your website presents, does that match what you do as a business and what you're trying to portray, and, you know, all the lovely, soft, warm things like caring, warm, friendly environment, does that come across on your website? And in fact, their website doesn't match what they're trying to present as from a company perspective. So I'm working with the owner and their website designer to make sure that that image on both those levels matches, and that they're, you know, the people who are visiting, their clients that are going to visit their website, are going to get the right impression of the company. So it could be a company, it could be a business. I've worked with a restaurant, Fogg's in Ventnor, rebranded. They used to be Phileas Fogg, they're now Fogg's of Ventnor, and I helped them with the styling inside their restaurant. You know, does it give the right image? Does it reflect the sort of food they serve, the service they present? And it's been fantastic. And that work is continuing now with Lindsay and Mark Randerson. And, you know, it's fantastic to work with them, you know, on the PR and media side, because I can bring in my business background to help them with that communication.
It's fascinating when, because sometimes we get a bit tunnel visioned and we don't see. So it's nice to have someone like yourself come in and say, right, okay, well, if you was to do this, this and this, this is how good it would look.
Yeah.
And I think very often we do get bogged down with our own opinion and our own view, and sometimes you just need some fresh eyes.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And it's, you know, quite often it can be that you're just busy doing the doing, you know, and if you're managing and running a company, or even if you're running a department, you know, in a business, you're so busy doing the doing that sometimes you don't take that step backwards and sort of, we always have that saying, you look down off the parapet, you know, and, and just take look at things a different way. And sometimes it's refreshing, as you say, to bring a third person in to say, you know, could you just have a look at it and look at it from our client's eyes or our customer's eyes? Because I think maybe we've lost our way a little bit. And that's quite important. And it's very rewarding work, because you really do see the results at the end of the day.
So when it comes down to it, I mean, just so for instance, it was the lady that came into the high street a little while ago. She said, oh, we've got to change the high
Mary
street.
Porter's.
We've got to do this, we've got to do that. And is it similar to that? Is it? Because do you do a lot of shops? And do,
yeah,
you know?
No, interesting point, actually, Ian, and I'm glad you've asked me that one, because I'm working with the Earl Mountbatten Hospice at the moment. I've been working very, very closely with the retail team there, and I've been looking at the shops and how the shops, you know, how they're merchandised, how the brand is presented. And very exciting time, because this time next week we'll be overalls on in the Ryde shop, because we're actually relaunching the Ryde Earl Mountbatten Hospice shop next Friday is
oh, wow.
the new opening day. And we've been working over the last, gosh, I think we started last October thinking about the shop, and this is hopefully just one of a few that we're going to be able to look at, but it's been very exciting to work with them, and particularly look at the charity sector, because there's so much competition now. You know, people used to think, oh, you know, a charity shop's a charity shop. But actually, there's a lot of competition now in the high street for donations, for purchases as well. Mm. And it's important that the merchandise, whichever shop you're in, is presented in the right way so that you're making it much easier for the customer to browse and to shop and to find what they want. So, yeah, very exciting time for the shops.
So will people see that and other people see that and think, oh, hang on a minute, they've got something there, and will it have a knock-on effect? Because I go down the high street sometimes and you think, we seem to be stuck in our ways a lot of the time, and maybe what it needs is for someone to do, oh, look at what they've done, let's have a little think about what we can do now. So do you think it will have a knock-on effect?
I do hope so, yes, very much so. I think some of the bigger charity shops have already started work on doing things differently in their stores, and if you go into Save the Children, if you go into the Cancer Research stores, you will see something different, because I think, as I say, the charity sector really have had to start thinking, you know what, we are retailers, and yes, you know, the ultimate aim of the store is to generate money to go to that charity. And of course, with the Earl Mountbatten Hospice, as we all know, it pays for the nurses, it pays for the beds, it pays for, you know, all the fantastic work that they do at the John Cheverton Centre and the hospice itself here in Newport. But it's good that shops do start to think, actually, am I presenting my products in the right way? You know, what's the best way to attract people into my store, and what can I do that's a little bit different?
It's fascinating, because I'm guessing there's no boundaries here, because I'm thinking, you look at the Labour Party, they've kind of fallen on their backsides, and they probably need someone like you to come along and say, right, okay, not so much politically, but you know, to say, look, we need to change things here dramatically. We need to change the look, the way we are, and so on and so forth. So is that, are there boundaries to what you can do? Are there things that you look at and think, well, I've not done that yet, but I'm going to get round to it?
There certainly are boundaries, I think, to what I can do specifically, because you need certain skills. My background is sales and marketing. So particularly for the retail sector, obviously I have a lot of skills. I have a lot of skills that can help customer service focused businesses, whether they're, you know, plumbers, electricians, you know, a car, it might be a car showroom or whatever it is. So anything that's customer facing, obviously, is one of my skills. At restaurant, we talked about. Something like a political party, they do have people that do go in and help them with their image. You know, and there'll be lots of design, graphic, PR, media agencies, and they all focus on image. That's what it's about. It's all about impressions. Even the advertising agencies, it's about impressions. What impression can you get over? What impression do you want to give? And so, as I say, the political parties will have that sort of backup. You know, we've only got to look at Nicola Sturgeon, you know, from the SNP. If you think, even a year ago, if you think about her image,
something's changed dramatically.
Something's changed big time. She's now got, you know, the Christian Louboutin heels on. She's having her hair styled differently. And she looks the part. And she's holding herself high. She looks taller. She's standing taller. And, you know, something big has changed in the way she's presenting herself. Even good old Maggie Thatcher, you know, she had elocution lessons. And it's all about impression. She styled her hair differently. She's changed her clothes. She was advised by people, you know, this is the better way to present yourself to the public. So it happens in all walks of life. And, yeah, I mean, I'd love to be called on to experience all sorts of industries. But I think one has to look at where your own skills and expertise lie and where you can make the best impact and difference, really, with either an individual or a company.
It's fascinating, and I could talk to you all day, because it's one of those subjects that is so, so big. But you say, so where do you actually concentrate on? You concentrate on the high street shops and stuff like that?
Well, it's impression management for people and business.
Right.
So most of my work is on the island, and it's with say, just a small portfolio, obviously individuals. So private clients, I still have private clients. They're either business people or not business, you know, people who are not in business, but they're people who really want to make them help themselves feel better, feel more organized, feel more positive, feel more confident in the way that they look. And it's a very close tie between how you look and how you feel. You know, we all know those days we wake up in the morning and feel, you know, don't feel too bright. And we tend to put on the darkest, baggiest clothes that we can find. And what tends to happen as the day goes on, as the time goes on, we actually start to feel worse. Whereas conversely, if you get up feeling that way, put something on that you enjoy wearing, that you feel good in, within a very, very short period of time, you'll feel better. Mm. You absolutely will. And, you know, it's been proven time and again. So, you know, I have ladies, for example, who perhaps are going through a life change. Maybe their children have grown up. They're quite independent now. They've been living in, you know, jeans and sweatshirts for a long time. They want to get back into the world of work. What do I wear now in the world of work? So they might call me in, just about to work with a lady actually who has literally just gone back to work like that. Her children have grown up a bit and she wants me to help her dress appropriately for the office so that she feels great, that she feels in control, she feels she can do a great job. You know, she wants to feel good. So I'll be working with her restaurant, customer facing, shop, customer facing. Mm. I've worked with a photographer to help him with his messaging.
Do you know what's really fascinating is that you'd think to yourself that we would know how to dress, but the unfortunate thing is there are so many people out there that get stuck in a rut with, you know, oh, I just wear jogging bottoms, you know, and they just think, or they just take it for granted that that is a great look and that's their look. And it just needs somebody like you to sort of give them a little bit of a poke, a gentle poke, and sort of say, hey, look, with a little bit of this, that and the other, that's how you can look. And this is how you're probably going to feel. You're going to feel so differently afterwards.
Yeah.
It's fascinating that we, as humans, don't realise that ourselves. We need someone like yourself to come along. Why do you think that is?
I think there's lots of things. Things get in the way, you know. Life gets in the way. You know, you maybe, you know, you've got children to look after, you know, or you have a busy work life and you're balancing work life with a family. It could be that your job has dictated that. You know, it's particularly true for people that have to wear uniforms. Mm. Because they wear a uniform at work and then at home maybe they just wear their, you know, casual things. But then they think, oh, well, I've got nothing. I don't know what to wear if I go out or if I'm invited to something that's a bit smarter. So I think life gets in the way. Sometimes we lose our way maybe because we change. We change, obviously, physically. We change also mentally. Mm. You know, there might have been something that's happened in your life. Maybe you've just got divorced, or maybe you've lost somebody very close to you. You know, bereavement has a big impact on how you feel about yourself, not just internally, but also then how you dress. And then, of course, you get into this spiral. You could have been a carer for many, many years, and you found that you've lost your way a little bit. You could be coming up to the menopause. And so, you know, I often get this from ladies who are in that sort of midlife period, and they say to me, oh, you know, I don't really know what to wear. I don't want to look like my daughter. I don't want to look like mutton dress as lamb. But equally, I don't want to look like my grandma, and I don't really know what to wear. Mm. So there are all sorts of things that can impact and you lose your way. And particularly even with business, you know, it's sometimes the last thing a business thinks about, you know, updating uniforms or looking at the way that the staff dress, because it's always has to drop to the bottom of the pile with the budgets, for example.
Sure.
You know, so these things, you know, they need to be brought to the top of the list, really. They need to be brought up the priority list, because
it's fascinating.
You know, that image that that company, for example, is presenting is so important, you know, particularly if they've got people who are customer facing, because they are the front of the company. you know, they're right at the front. So yeah. Actually, to ignore what they're wearing or what they look like actually is to their peril.
It's fascinating talking to you. It really is. Do you have, obviously you've got a website, do you have seminars, you give, you know, advice to people, you have invite people along to sort of, you know, give them a demonstration?
I do talks. I've often been invited, particularly to Women's Institute groups or local groups, so more than happy to do talks. Only, I'm just trying to think of the months now, but just a couple of months ago, I was invited by the Isle of Wight College to take part in their Enterprise Week for the students, and I ran 4 workshops for the students there on image and impact and presentation. So it was particularly talking to the students about how important their presentation and communication is when they start to look for jobs, when they start to go for interviews, you know, when they start in the world of work, you know, things to think about, you know, what is and isn't acceptable, you know. And I, you mentioned something earlier, Ian, you said about a gentle approach or a gentle nudge, and that's very much what I do. It's not, I'm not, I don't want to do a disservice to Susanna and Trini, but you know, I don't bully people into, you know, this is what you should be wearing. It's very much about working with individuals, as I say, all businesses, and recognising what's right for them, okay. What is right for their personality, their business. It's important that people are, in, you know, have their own individual personalities and styles. For me, it's a bit like, you know, we say here, I turn the help people to turn the volume up on the things that they like and are good, help turn the volume down on the things that are not working so well. So it's about, as I say, you know, maximising your potential, you know, right. Because we often don't, and we hold back. I mean, it's an English trait, I think to hold back.
Right.
So I like to think that I help people and businesses to maximise their potential.
Will you come back and do like a debate? Come back for a longer bit of time.
Debate, yeah, no,
so
sure, I'd love to.
We can go into it a bit more then. I think I'd love to. It's great to talk to you, it really is. Just give out that website again.
It's www.dbecker, so it's dwebecker, becker.co.uk.
Lovely. Thanks very much for your time. I hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much, Ian, for inviting me.
No worries.